This is episode 545 on the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflections. Today's book is The Intelligent Heart, A Guide to the Compassionate Life by Zygmunt Cottrell and Joseph Waxman. G'day ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, my book reflections. How the heck are you guys? I hope you're very well. Guys, I love books. I freaking love books. I believe books have the power to transform lives. It was Warren Buffett that said that the most important investment you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment in oneself will not only raise the quality of our life, it will also help improve the lives of everyone else around us. Books can assist us to improve within the six fundamental life principles: health, growth, relationships, expression, contribution, and significance. And when we massage these elements continually in our lives, we'll move into heightened levels of liberty, fulfillment, and happiness. I'm a living testament to the nourishment the books deliver. They are like the manure to our soul. They help us shift perspectives, raise awareness, develop understanding, discover greater purpose, seek truth, nurture compassion, and transform lives. A few years back, I set myself the goal of reading more. The target was to read a book a week, and that's why this segment exists. It held me accountable to that goal, and now it's a sustainable habit that I'm absolutely grateful for. By sharing these books, guys, I hope to encourage and inspire you to read more. It also provides me a platform to express my thoughts and increase my understandings of what I've learned. This is the Hidden Why podcast, guys. This is my book reflections. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by purchasing any of the books that you hear in this review through the links at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed today's book reflection. I'll speak at the other end. Enjoy the show. Intelligent Heart, A Guide to the Compassionate Life by Zygmunt Cottrell and Joseph Waxman. There are a few books I read as passionately as I did this one. It had me coming back enthusiastically to learn more. When I put it down, I couldn't stop thinking about all the learnings. With curiosity, I found myself in constant reflection on how these lessons applied to my life. If I could take these methods of mind training on board and put into practice, I wonder how much transformation I could experience in my life. As I read the last page, I knew it would be a book that I'd love to read again. In this book, Zygmunt Cottrell shares practical insights into what he believes is the most profound teaching in traditional Tibetan Buddhism, Tonglen. It is a Tibetan word that can be translated as giving and taking, and as a meditation practice found in Tibetan Buddhism. In this book, Zygmunt Cottrell focuses on sharing longzhong, which is the practice of training the mind so we are better able to practice dharma. Dharma is what in Buddhism is considered cosmic law and order. It also refers to the various teachings of Buddhism, which as I understand in practice can assist anyone in purification, moral transformation, and the path of bodhicitta, enlightened mind. A mind that strives towards awakening, empathy and compassion for the benefit of all sentient beings. Thank you for that one, Wikipedia. It is no wonder that I love this book so intensely. My passion is suffering and regret. In attempts to create lifestyles that dissolve these matters with the ultimate goal of moving towards pure happiness, I've selfishly set myself on this pursuit with a desire to escape my pains and sufferings. As I have continued on this pursuit, I discovered that much of my suffering is self-caused. This self-caused suffering is the fundamental teaching in this book. When we exchange self for other by taking in another's suffering and giving back our own compassion and happiness, we can dissolve the focus of self. Therefore, in time, reduce our self-incurred suffering. At least I think that's the idea. In seeing ourselves at work, we must observe the mind and develop awareness via a mindfulness practice. In seeing, we may better understand. The author gives many wholehearted insights into understanding Tonglen and then shares many thoughts, meditations, and ideas in which we can use to diminish the self and in doing so transforming our suffering into seeds of virtue. The author discusses the three poisons that in understanding will help us develop our awareness and compassion for the suffering experienced by other sentient beings. He explains that to best understand suffering, we first must see how suffering results within our own life and with curiosity investigate the elements of suffering that we confront. How can we know and absorb the suffering of others if we cannot yet understand our own? The three poisons are the cause of our suffering that I believe result from self-needs. These are attachment, aversion, and stupidity or ignorance. He states that throughout our lives, we will confront moments that are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Each of these has us conforming to the three poisons based on the emotions of self. We attach ourselves to what is pleasurable, or crave and migrate towards what we think will be pleasurable. We become agitated and aggressive in aversion towards those things that are unpleasant. And in neutrality, we are without awareness. We don't notice these things at all. As the author writes, they are called the three poisons because they are the main manifestations of cherishing and protecting the small self. The additional two are arrogance and jealousy, extensions of attachment and aggression, respectively. In reflection, I can see how these poisons affect my life. I can also understand why that in awareness we will be better able to practice the removal of them. As the author said, it is better to use our emotions that give way to these three poisons as manure or fertilizer instead of trying to bury them. When we hide them or disregard them, they will either swell to the point of discomfort or have us act unfavorably towards happiness. In allowing them into our field of awareness, we can use them to nourish the moral soil, and that will assist us to build compassion, affection, and tolerance. Furthermore, in practice, we can overcome the fear that they cause in our lives. This, I guess, can only improve our ability to be with these emotions moving forward. When we understand our suffering and its causes, we are better able to exchange self for other. In summary, I'd just say that this is an amazingly insightful read. As a student and teacher of suffering, the more I learn, the more I realize that the self and the poisons as illustrated above are considerable players in living a life in misery. And a majority of our self-incurred suffering, I know through experience, can be overcome if we continue to develop our awareness. So there you have it, guys. That is my book reflection of The Intelligent Heart, a book by Zygar Kontrol and Joseph Waxman. I hope you enjoyed it. Pick up a copy at thehiddenwhy.com using the links within. Thanks for listening. Peace, passion, and peace. There you have it, guys. That is this week's book reflection segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed my review of the book or podcast, depending on which episode you're listening to. And if anything, had some inspiration to go out there and check it out, pick up a copy of the book or have a listen to the particular podcast if you haven't already. Guys, you can support the show by using the links at thehiddenwhy.com to purchase any of the books that I do review here. So if you use those links, you can purchase all your Amazon goods, and that does support the show. I've also got a deal with Audible. I love books, and one of the ways I get to read more books is by listening to them. And Audible has hundreds and thousands of titles there that you can choose from. So at the moment, I've got a deal with Audible. You get two free books when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Fantastic deal, so check that out as well. Other than that, guys, if you do love what I'm putting down here, you can support the show in a number of other different ways. Number one is by leaving us a review on iTunes. That'd be fantastic. It's a 1-to-5-star review and a brief comment. You can also share any of the episodes you love using the social media links there as well. So share the love, share the passion, share the joy. And other than that, guys, just connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and my email listed there as well. And reach out to me. Let me know what you think of the show. I love getting some feedback, and I love the questions that come through as well. So if you have any questions of your own or suggestions, please reach out to me through that link. Other than that, guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Mumlinson, and until next time, see you later.